Okay, picture the thing that you've always wanted to learn. Maybe it's how to play chess or creative writing or gardening. Now picture learning that thing from the person who's literally the best at it in the world. That is what you get with Masterclass. Masterclass is such an easy way to help you learn more about something you're interested in. You can seriously find classes on everything from turning your passion into achievements with cultural icon Martha Stewart to principles of improv from Amy Poehler. Are you kidding me? Y'all, I did a cooking class with Gordon Ramsay. And it was so much fun. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best and become your best. Masterclass is the only streaming platform where you can learn and grow with over 200 plus of the world's best. For just $10 a month, an annual membership gets you unlimited access to every instructor. And you can access Masterclass on your phone, computer, smart TV, or even in audio mode. Plus, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Don't waste another minute to start your learning journey with Masterclass. Right now, our friends get an additional 15% off of any annual membership at masterclass.com/soundsfun. That's 15% off at masterclass.com/soundsfun. masterclass.com/soundsfun. Hi, friends. Welcome to another episode of That Sounds Fun. I'm your host, Annie F. Downs. I'm really happy to be here with you today on this Friday. You know, we love it when we have a special bonus episode in store for you. And today on the show, I get to talk with my dudes, Shane and Shane, Shane Everett, Shane Bernard. You know them. You love them. You probably remember them from when they were here with us on episode 305. But Shane Bernard, Shane Everett are back in the studio today, and we could not be happier. The Shanes originally connected as friends in college. They've been singing, leading worship, and touring ever since. They have a really special way of rooting their songwriting in scripture, which we love. And they have a passion for pouring into and equipping other worship leaders, which they do through an online resource called The Worship Initiative. And they have a new album out today called Psalms, Hymns, and Spiritual Songs Live. They're going to tell you all about it. But y'all, these songs, there's just something that changes in the atmosphere when we play and listen to music and words that reorient us to the heart of God. And the Shanes are taking us there. I love this conversation. I love being with them in the studio this week. Y'all are going to love it too, I think. So here's my conversation with Shane and Shane. Okay, Shanes, y'all are back on That Sounds Fun. Remind me how we tell people who's who when you're both named Shane. How do they know?
Well, you know, my last name's Everett and his is Bernard. So, you know, internally we go by B and E.
Oh, do you?
If I'm addressing him, I just say, hey, Shane.
You
know what I mean?
And yeah. then we're smart enough to figure that out.
Yeah, we figure that out. You know?
If he's talking to you... Yeah. No one's talking to him.
We don't have the most brain grapes, but we do have a few, you know? I'm just like, hey, Shane, you want some lunch?
Yeah.
And I'm like,
he's like, who are you talking to?
Are you talking to me or you?
Okay, so your team, the people y'all work with, it's E and B all the time.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
That is fascinating. Yep. Mm-hmm. I didn't know. Davey Flowers didn't spill those beans.
She didn't.
She didn't tell us that. Y'all, people have loved her episode of the podcast.
Yeah.
Oh. She's amazing.
Oh, she's the best.
She said really kind things about y'all, about your belief in her and how y'all led the whole thing out with her. And she's just awesome, isn't she?
She is
phenomenal.
She's such a dear sister to us.
Yeah. We talked a lot about your wife and her and I and how much fun we had at Lost Valley last year.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
They are... inseparable and hilarious together.
Oh, they're hilarious. Yeah, they were never not together on that whole trip.
Yeah.
I was like, you guys, come on.
That'd be a fun podcast. Bethany and Davey.
You're
right. You know what I mean?
I need to do that.
Maybe too much sarcasm.
No, I'm into it.
Yeah, oh, you're into it?
I'm super into it. I'll do it.
Okay, good.
Okay, today, when everyone's hearing this, it is launch day for your new album, Psalms, Hymns, and Spiritual Songs, Live.
Come on.
Live.
The majority of us, myself included, have never launched an album. What do you have to do to launch an album? What is this week? Is it this week? Is it a month? What does it look like to get an album out into the world and to tell people about it?
It looks different. It looks really different per album.
Really?
You know, this one, it's just like we captured an evening.
Yeah.
And the evening happened to be really, really powerful and special. And, you know, that's just all on the Lord. We did it at Liberty University. They have a Bible study with 6,000 students that come just because they want to. And so that night we just did a concert through and played psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. And it was just so, so powerful. So we didn't do anything. I mean, that's it.
Do y'all record every night? Or were you like, we should record and think about this, and then that one was like, okay, I'm really glad we hit record on
no,
that.
No, we thought about it.
Yeah.
That was, because we had a record that came out last year called Psalm, Hymns, and Spiritual Songs, and then this is a version of that with kind of half new songs, half of the songs off of that record. And so it's kind of like a collaboration of a couple of different seasons. But yeah, it was like Shane said, no, we thought about it. We planned it,
you know,
and you plan it, but you just don't know what it's going to be like when you get there. Mm-hmm. But like, we were like, okay, well, 100 kids come or well, but it was to the gills packed and people came hungry to sing. And it was just like, man, it was awesome.
I mean, we're seeing it from Asbury University a few weeks ago. We're seeing it happen at a couple of different schools and churches even. Are y'all experiencing something different out on the road right now as far as God's presence? It sounds like that from what, and I heard that when I listened to the album.
What would you say?
I don't know if we've felt the wave of the Asbury thing yet, but we haven't. I don't know if we've been in the right places to feel it. I mean, we're in unique places, the places that the Lord sends us. I mean, we'll be sharing devotional stuff to you know, rooms of wealthy men trying to raise money for some cause one day, and the next day we're, you know, playing a concert with a lot of people at a church. And so I love what I'm hearing, but I don't know if we've seen it yet.
Yeah, I mean, world. I think we've seen people hungry for the Lord, you know. I mean, I definitely think we've seen that. I mean, even everywhere. I mean, I feel like everywhere we go, and I think if you're coming to a Shane and Shane concert, you kind of probably know what you're going to get.
Right.
But, you know, we love serving the body.
Yeah.
So it's just like, for us, it's like, man, how can we encourage? How can we encourage the body of Christ? And so we feel like that's, we're always trying to like bring the balm of the Word of God to the people and hopefully remind them of who they are in Him. And, and if you're reminded of who you are in Him, man, that brings a lot of good stuff into the heart. And so that's what we're doing.
And that's what you get to do with this album.
That's what we're doing. We're just trying to sing the word and pray that the Holy Spirit increases things that only He can increase. You know, I mean, we can do our best and sing high and fast and strum fast. And
You do strum very fast. All
the things, but you know, I think it's just like that's what we're trying to do. Just like anybody who's, you know, been given the gift of salvation and the Holy Spirit to tell the world about what He's done and what He's continuing to do. So we love it.
How different is it? So when you're thinking about this launch week, how different is it from when you started, the things that the artists get to do? I mean, we weren't doing this 20 years ago, right?
No.
You weren't doing podcasts. Mm-mm. Were you just doing radio?
No.
No, you weren't even doing that.
When we first started, I was talking about this yesterday. We didn't know that we could rent a hotel room.
Uh-huh.
So we didn't realize that. Like, we slept in the car for years.
No, y'all did?
Yeah.
That really happened.
Y'all slept in the car?
Can you believe that?
We would sleep in the car.
Well, I'll say this. One time we slept in the car. Can I tell this one story?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of Sky Ranch camps?
Yeah.
So we got asked to come do this thing for like 20 youth group kids. This is
5 years ago.
Maybe 25. Yeah. So we're there. There's like 20 youth group kids. This probably some Methodist church. Methodist church. And we get there and we are brain dead people anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got like, you know, we're quoting Tommy Boy. A lot of your listeners probably don't even know who Tommy Boy is.
Top 5 movies ever.
So anyway.
We can't even say out loud what Shane said.
Said to the youth minister.
As we pull up to the lady. We can't say that on the air.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was the first words.
And it was a quote from Tommy Boy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And it was not good.
So, anyway, we get there. We do the thing. And then we're like, hey, you guys can stay in this other cabin.
Uh-huh.
You know, so we stay in this cabin. It's about 3 a.m.
Yeah.
And then, you know, somebody comes a-rapping on the door, you know, and they're like, hey, can you guys get out of the cabin? And we're like, what? And they're like, yeah, there's a mouse in the girls' cabin and they're going to need to take this cabin. And we're like, okay, well, what? And she's like, you guys can just go.
No.
Yeah.
Y'all can just go.
Y'all just go.
And so
she kicked us out of the camp.
Oh, and so My gosh.
And she was probably mad at the Tommy Boy.
She may, you know? But I mean, it was a great night.
It was a good night.
So y'all had led that night for the camp. Mm-hmm. And then you're sleeping the night. And now you're.
Yeah, so she kicks us out of the camp.
Y'all can just go.
And then we just go. And then we're like, it was in Tyler. So we're like, hey, it's First Monday. If you're from Texas, you know what First Monday is. It's like a big antique, what do you call it? Flea market kind of thing.
Yeah.
So we're like, we'll just.
What's it called? Round top?
Or different, no, different.
It's a different one.
Sorry,
it's a different one. But kind of like that.
The one in Tyler.
It's called First Monday in Canton. So we are like, hey, it's three. Let's just stop by First Monday. So we park in the parking lot. And then it's summer. It's like August.
Oh, my
gosh. And Shane's terrified of getting carbon monoxide poisoning for some reason. So he won't leave the car on.
Oh.
So Shane and I are in this little Montero Sport kind of spooning each other in the back.
No. Mm-hmm.
And it
no
is
air.
So hot. Yeah. I mean, it is so hot. And there's like diesel trucks pulling in to set up.
Yeah,
and it's
totally.
Just loud.
Oh, my gosh.
That's the kind of brains we have.
So what happened? Is there any moment in that where you go, what are we doing? Or were you just like, oh, I can't wait to be in the next one?
When he says brain dead, like he really genuinely, there's no thoughts.
There was no thoughts.
It is just like, we're like goldfish. Yeah. Just like, it's a new set of memories every 20 seconds. And so to answer your question, Annie, there was no radio. There was no.
Oh my gosh.
There was no. We're not in stores. We're not doing
anything. Y'all weren't in stores. How did I get your albums back then? No,
the first road trip. The first time I ever went and played with Shane, there was a group of stores up in the called Northwest Bookstores. I don't know if you've ever heard of them. Mm-hmm. So, and they had like an independent wall.
Yeah.
And they had a bunch of independent artists.
Yeah.
So they're like, hey, will you come play a show in our coffee shop to him?
Yeah.
And we're like, he was like, sure. Like, I mean, like, no budget.
Yeah.
So we just got in his Montero. We drove straight to the Twin Cities.
From Texas.
From College Station, Texas.
Sleep in the car.
Just
go. We were like adults.
Y'all are proper adults sleeping in the car.
We never got a hotel. I think we brought a tent that we didn't even pitch.
Oh, my gosh.
And we drove up the Duluth hiking trail up there, Pigeon Falls, right on the border of Canada.
Yeah.
Like, and we just drove up there.
To play at this coffee shop.
So the way you had a record is the way that most people had our music, which was Napster, and then people would burn CDs.
Yeah, I bet I did have a burned one and Napster probably.
Yeah, just because for years we weren't on radio and we weren't in stores, and so
was it called Grassroots where they mailed you albums?
Oh, that's it. Right. Yeah, Grassroots.
I think they sent me y'all. Would
the
that
grassroots
have been true?
Sampler. They did a sampler.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, does that blow your mind now that you weren't even in stores then and it's been a 25 plus year career?
It makes no sense.
I know I'm dealing with goldfish here, but I'm telling y'all that's a big deal.
It doesn't make any
years.
Sense.
Yeah. It's wild.
Yeah. It's wild.
Yeah.
It's wild.
What number album is this for y'all? Do you know?
40. Plus.
You're lying to me. 40?
Something like that. I mean, if you're talking about just like Shane and Shane Records, 20 something. But we have this thing called the worshipinitiative.com where we make records for the church and resource the church to learn how to play songs and all this stuff. So we started making these kind of cover records. And a lot of people don't even know the Worship Initiative exists. They're just like, the Shanes just keep ripping other people's songs off and singing them. And so we'll go on the road. We're like, we love your Worship Initiative stuff. I was like, oh, you checked out the website. And they're like, what website?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we're just doing everybody else's songs. Yeah. So, hey, whatever. Whatever. So, whether in pretense and truth, we're just going to do it.
So you think over 40?
Oh, yeah.
Well, probably like 70.
70. Yeah.
70?
Yeah.
Y'all.
So many. So
that
many.
Is so many.
I know.
That is amazing.
Is it?
I am shocked. 70? Yeah,
it's a lot.
You could come down and
be
a part.
Be on one. If you need an alto too, call me.
We're going for the record.
The record of records.
Yeah, we wanna be in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Yeah.
These guys did more songs that didn't perform well than anybody in the
gosh,
world.
Oh my gosh, get out of here. No
That's
way.
Right. That's right.
This is a wild question, but I've been thinking about it because I watched a Carol Burnett thing last night about them honoring her at Kennedy Center. When we're all done with this, in 40 more years, when y'all are ready to take a break, what do you hope, what does it look like at the end, do you want to be honored like a Kennedy Center thing? Does that feel cool? Do you want a certain person to sing your songs? Do you want to ride off into the sunset? Is there like a, this is how we know we've done what we were called to do moment?
Oh, no.
I just want my kids to like me.
No.
Yeah, that's it.
No, no.
Yeah.
That's a great answer.
I think we do good with that.
Yeah.
Like, it's not, I don't think we, I think we kind of shy away from that a little bit, probably to our own detriment.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't.
I don't think humility is ever to your detriment.
Well, I just don't. I think it, our an old pastor of ours used to say, you know, like, who's going to be at the front of the line? This thought of who's going to be at the front of the line in the kingdom of God, you know?
Yeah.
It's going to be, it's not going to be us.
It's not going to be me.
You know what I mean? It's like we. I feel like we're getting a lot of the applause already.
Yep.
It's like, man, you just don't want to get. It's just like, man, we're getting so much reward for the work, you know. Already, which is kind of not an awesome thought, but like, hey,
oh,
you know what?
A lot,
we're going to be
like,
there.
The people who are suffering in countries where they're getting persecuted, they get to sit and rest when we get
there.
I'll cut grass.
They get on the front row.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Sure.
So, yeah, I think like there's always a little bit of weariness from the applause of man.
Yeah.
You know, and I think we should as leaders in the church or leaders in any like area of expertise, you know, it's just like, man, be careful, be careful, because the applause of man is not just, it's not just like, oh, we're getting our reward, but it's also can be very cancerous, you know, to the heart. And so we,
and if you love that, if you live for the award or the applause, you die for their anger.
Oh, man,
it killed.
No,
the internet has turned on me enough that I realized how much I loved them loving me.
Mm-hmm.
And every time it happens, I'm going, oh, you know what this is actually revealing? How much you love their love.
Yeah.
It isn't actually telling you anything about them being upset. It's telling you how much you love their love. So let's deal with that.
Wow,
right?
Wow, that's good. That sounds fun.
Hey friends, just interrupting this conversation real quick to share about one of our amazing partners, Crew. Here at That Sounds Fun, it's rare that we have a conversation that doesn't include about how much we love talking about God's Word. I know, I know. I mean, it's why we started the Let's Read the Gospels podcast, right? But y'all, take just a moment and think about if you didn't have access to a Bible or you weren't even allowed to have one. That's the reality that many people around the world are facing today. Sharing that hope and peace with others is something that is close to my heart. And that is why I love sharing about one of our partners, Crew. Crew has staff who work in almost every country on earth, and they are seeing people come to know Jesus through their work. Something many of the people they serve are missing, though, is a Bible in their own language. We've heard from Crew that their staff in other countries are so grateful for our help, and they're asking for our prayers and for more Bibles to distribute. Y'all, we can do that. For only $25 a month, you can provide 3 people with Bibles each and every month. When you sign up to provide 3 Bibles with a monthly gift of $25, you'll also be partnering with Crew to provide meals to 15 hungry individuals through their humanitarian aid ministry. Plus, as a thank you, you'll receive a free copy of my book, Taste the Fun. Simply text CHASE to 71326 to help today. Imagine just how much this gift could change someone's life. So text CHASE to 71326. That's CHASE to 71326 to help now. Or visit give.crew.org/chase. Message and data rates may apply. Available to U.S. addresses only.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with the King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with some samples. So if you have read That Sounds Fun, you probably remember the story of me trying to get a dog and then realizing I was allergic. Sad day. And this is why I'm glad I found Claritin D, because an allergy attack is literally the worst. So I am thankful to have it on hand around my friends, pets, and other things. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers, and Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, and itchy nose and throat and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Amen to that. There are also a lot of seasonal allergy sufferers over here at AFD Inc. and at the That Sounds Fun Network. So Claritin D really works for this crew. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It is time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. So you can find Claritin D at your pharmacy counter. Just ask a pharmacist for Claritin D at the pharmacy counter, and you don't even need a prescription. Just go to Claritin.com right now, and you can get a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. And now back to Shane and Shane. That sounds fun. With an album like this, with it coming out today, so what does it look like to know? There are so many of our friends who create things that are listening. Mm-hmm. What does it look like to know that God is pleased with what you've made?
Oh,
man! I don't think I've ever had that measuring, that form of measurement.
Yeah,
I think I would just be like there's a song on here called All Sufficient Merit.
Yes.
That my wife sent me. I remembered she told me she wrote a hymn, which she'd never said that before.
Yeah.
And I asked her to send it to me, and I read the first verse. And then I texted her, "Are you secretly 500 years old?"
Your wife kind of is secretly 500 years old.
You know what I mean?
She's so wise.
It is so amazing. And the reason why I bring up that particular song called All Sufficient Merit is because I live clinging to, and this song's helped me do it all the more, that not only has Jesus saved me from my sin, but he has given me his perfect life.
Yeah.
So as far as what I do and who I am being pleasurable to God, like I've been crucified. I don't even live anymore. Huh. Like the life I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So like...
Yeah.
I mean, if there's just so much junk and sin and fog in my life that I would never think anything I would do would be pleasing to him.
Wow.
Unless
without
cling to his merit.
Right.
And so that record, I'm sure there's just so many. I remember being there with a lot of people and a lot of emotion, and I'm sure there's just sin is so intertwined in our lives. And,
right.
And, you know, I'm sure motives and all of that, but like at the end of the day, it's like, I'm going to show up, I'm going to try to be faithful, and I'm just going to lean into my greatest try is nothing if you don't do something, if you don't feel it. And so we showed up and we sang songs and we prepared, and the rest is just up to him. And so like, I have no doubt that if we're singing God's word, that he's super pleased.
Yeah.
That's one thing I can kind of be confident in, because it's his pleasure to reveal himself through his word. That's one of the things that gives God pleasure according to his word. And so, and that's what we cling to. It's like, we don't have anything else to say, you know, other than words that wrap around his perfect word. And so I think I can be confident going, hey, we're going to do a work. We're going to show up and we're just going to put it in your hands and you do with what you want to. Yeah. I mean, the next day we started working on something else.
Yeah.
Just because it's a big book.
It was done. Yeah, that's right.
You know?
That's right.
And it's just like you put that stuff out, and the thing is, the Lord can use anything and anybody to do things that are unexplainable.
Right.
You know, it's unexplainable what he does. Like my wife, her dad is in the process right now of like coming to the Lord. Like, I mean, he is like the most hardened man I think I've ever met.
Yeah.
You know, construction stiff guy, like just gets up at 4 every day, has a cup of coffee, goes to work,
yeah,
comes home, you know, goes in the garage, drinks and smokes and doesn't say two words all day. And like, dude, the Lord is like taking the scales off this man's eyes.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Is that so fun to watch
up
close?
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's the craziest thing.
Yeah.
It's like the most faith built. I mean, it's just like things like that when like you see the Lord do something impossible. It's like Shane said, like early on in our, when we were first becoming friends, his dad was very similar in the sense that it's just like he was like the biggest faith builder that I would ever imagine is my dad coming to faith. It's like it'd be more powerful than seeing an arm grow back.
Yeah.
Because it's just impossible.
Right.
You know? But it's just like you might say something or see something or have a moment with somebody like this and it's like the scales fall off. It's like crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. But it's not because, you know, we were more creative or I mean, I really believe that. It's like, it's not like we made this record or said something and it was the right thing or we used our minds in a way that was like, that was the trick.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, man, I built the blocks in the right way and therefore that worked. It's just like, man, these things are miracles.
Yeah.
If somebody's listening to this record in their car or in their kitchen and they hear something that they've heard 1,000 times, but their heart hears it, they hear it. It's just like, man, that is a miracle.
Yeah.
When somebody might believe, you know, God loves me. I'm forgiven.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's crazy stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and it changes everything.
Yep.
And so.
Yeah, we're just dependent. And I love listening to you and your life because I feel like you really lead us in just being dependent on the Holy Spirit. Oh, I mean, in the story you told us when we walked in here, and it's not too far off from that when we do a project like this.
Yeah.
You're just going, I can't say everything, but I can say something.
Yeah.
And the something I should say, I will say, and by His grace, I'll say it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Man, if everybody who is a maker that's listening just goes, He's given me something to say, and by His grace, I will say it.
Yeah.
And whatever your art looks like, that's it, I think.
Totally.
This morning, I'm reading a book on prayer, and I just had this moment with the Holy Spirit where I felt like He was like, because in my brain, as I was reading, I was thinking of all these other books on prayer I wanted to read. And then I felt like the Holy Spirit was like, how about you just pray? Like, what if you just practiced instead of like reading all the books about it? What if you just did it? Mm. And at the same time, this Lectio 365 is playing this devotional and they start reading Psalm 51. And that is the fourth time in 5 days that someone has taken me to Psalm 51, either the Lord or a Devo or a book or something. And then I was thinking about y'all coming in today and I was like, oh, the Psalms just drive us back to the truth. And it gives me words to pray when I need to like practice praying instead of reading about praying.
Mm-hmm.
And so y'all keep going back to the Psalms. I mean, your first Psalms album is one of my all-time favorite albums in my life. Mm-hmm. I mean, I go back to it all the time. How do we end up with Psalms every time recent? Like, why do y'all take us back there?
I think it's similar to what you just said for me personally, is that the Psalms give me language. And actually diagnose my own heart.
Yes, right.
And right. And it gives me permission to say things that I may not think that I have permission to say.
Because David said it.
Yeah, just because it's there. Wow. I mean, there's all kinds of things that are said to God and about God that are so real, and laments, you know, are 30% of the whole book, which there's a lot of lamenting these days, you know, and there's a lot of hope in lament. There's just a lot of language there that's really, really been helpful to me personally.
Yeah.
And I love, this is a little personal, it's almost like a hobby of mine. I love finding Jesus in the Psalms because, you know, when I think of like after Jesus had rose out of the grave and he was walking with the two disciples and basically tells them that the whole book's about me, you know, after he kind of like, you know, told him who he was and all that. And just Charles Spurgeon has been really helpful. He's got a commentary called The Treasury of David, which is so good. And
it's a whole book about David.
It's his commentary on the Psalms.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
And I had this, I had it a long time ago and just in these massive books, and the print was like sideways. It was like old and hard to read and tiny, real intimidating, because I'm not much of a reader, but once I got through one, I was just like, whoa, because it's so devotional. It's so good. It's almost like a systematic theology book using the Psalms.
Wow.
So it's all about Jesus. And so I love reading the Psalms in light of Christ. Yeah. Like Psalm 90, for example.
Oh, yeah, y'all have. Yeah, that's one of the songs.
Yeah, ooh, yeah.
It is so good.
Reading and singing that on this side of the cross is just so powerful, you know? And so, yeah, I just love it.
Yeah.
And as long as we could do it, I mean, there's a few Psalms that we haven't done.
Yeah.
Good handful.
Good handful. And it's
there, I mean, is there a bunch y'all haven't done yet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we got a lot of work to do. Yeah. You know what I mean? And then there's Romans
oh
and
my
all
gosh.
That stuff. You know what I mean? It's crazy.
Doing so, 66 more albums to come.
Yeah,
gonna...
well, Psalms 3 is coming, you know? And we're going to record that one in Israel. Come
Are you
on.
Really?
Oh, yeah. 2024.
Oh, my gosh.
Get ready.
That's awesome. The Hillsong album they recorded live in Israel is, you feel it. I mean, it just feels different. That's a great idea, you guys. I co-sign.
You co-sign, you're in.
Do you need
you should
an Annie?
Come. You like, got to come.
I can do anything.
You got to come. You're
I'll
invited.
Carry luggage.
You're
I'll
invited.
Just do whatever.
You're invited.
That sounds awesome. When I'm so interested in the power of music, even in our homes and in our cars. Mm. And y'all are seeing that when you go. I mean, we hear it in this live album that people sing along and it matters. What is that about music? That doesn't happen with books. I don't know that it happens with podcasts, but the Spirit seems to use music in a different way.
Mm. We quote Colossians 3:16 often, and I do think it applies to our families a lot.
Yeah.
And I think it puts language around what's happening sometimes in our minivan.
Yeah.
And it says, may the word of Christ dwell richly in you.
Oh, wow.
As you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratefulness to God in your heart. And I left out a couple words in there, but I think the word of Christ begins to dwell richly.
Yeah.
And some people may call that, man, we were really into spirit, man, you know? Or like, hey, you know, the presence of God was... And that's okay, but I think the best way I see in Scripture that this is maybe what's happening is I think the Word of Christ is dwelling richly. Like Shane said a minute ago, I think all of a sudden you hear something in song and you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like, and you understand it in a way that's deeper than just like with your mind.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, it feels like that.
Yeah. It's just helpful.
It's
helpful. I mean, it's just like, I mean, we probably, or your listeners, me, Shane, you, it's like there's those times when sometimes you don't know what to say,
yeah.
You know? And it's like you're singing some song that maybe you've heard a bunch of times, or maybe you've heard it for the first time, and you're just like, okay, that's rich.
Yeah.
There's something to that that's otherworldly.
Yeah.
You know? And I think it's part of that divine nature that the Lord has implanted in us when we sing his word back to him.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, man, golly, it's good. And, you know, I mean, we're like, Shane tells the story a lot, but it's just kind of like, why do you sing the Psalms? It's just like, well, aren't these songs?
Yeah, yeah. Wait, isn't that how they started?
Wait, I think, what are we going to sing? Well, I think they... Aren't these songs? So, yeah, that's kind of it.
And that'll be so fun when we get to heaven and David, like, actually is like, here's what this one sounds like, if you were curious.
If you really want to know what it sounded like.
Yeah,
you know?
I hope he'll do that. I've never thought about that before.
Or
I really
is he
going to
be like,
that.
Dude, you messed him up.
Right. Well, we're already doing them in English.
Good for you.
So he's already like, that isn't exactly what I meant. Okay, you know what?
See, that's the stuff when I think of like, is God pleased? I'm like, I don't even want to think about it. I don't even think about it. I just want to cling to the cross.
That's it. Well, I mean, I've told y'all this last time you're on, but Vision of You is still a song that it's kind of the highway of my life. Mm. And so I just think it's incredible the way music, that doesn't happen with the stuff I make with people. I mean, people have good experiences with the things we make, but it's not like a song that traces your whole life.
Mm.
And that's, I think that's amazing what y'all have done.
It's cool. You probably remember it too. Like when I go back and listen to, even like, I know you're really good friends with the Knuckles.
You know?
It's just like, I'll go back and listen to like a record they had called Holy Roar, like years ago.
I'm with you.
Sons and Daughters.
Yeah, Sons and Daughters. And I mean, I can listen to that. And I just, my heart remembers like, it's kind of like that, muscle memory.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's just like there's something in the spirit that like feels the form of where you were spiritually at the time.
That's right.
It's like, oh, that's what that, I remember what
yes.
that felt like.
Yes.
I remember what that felt like when I sang that.
Yes.
You know, it's like, it's crazy.
Yeah, like 20-year-old Annie that? Meant that, but also 42-year-old yeah. Annie means yeah, that. Yeah, and it's the same.
It's like, oh, okay.
You're right.
I remember I remember those jogging pants. They felt really good.
Yeah,
those
that's
were cozy.
Right.
Those were cozy.
Yeah, that's you right. Know? There's something, cozy is a great word that we don't use enough probably in our spiritual life, but that is a gift that people who make things for us offer us is like, go back to that.
Yeah.
Go back to that place that felt cozy. That's still who God is.
Yeah.
You've experienced more and you've hurt more and you've gained more, but that's still who he is.
Yeah.
I want to read y'all. We tell our friends who get the AFD Week in Review email who's coming on, and they send in questions. And I think this is so sweet. This is from Jen. So I'd love for y'all to respond when I tell you her comment. She says, I don't have a question, but she saw her first CDs from back in the 90s in college. And she says, they've been the soundtrack to my faith for 20 years, and my four teenagers listen now, and we all love it. So like multiple generations. Mm. Could you have ever dreamed of that?
No.
Yeah.
No. Total goldfish. No.
We thought.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You were sleeping in a car. Lights. I forgot.
Dude, we thought we were going to be working and pouring concrete, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Not if there's anything wrong with that, but that's, you know, it's just like, hey, that's the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, you know? And, but the Lord had different plans. I mean, and we're just answering the phone and saying, yeah, we'll come.
Yeah.
Still.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it still feels like that, you know? I mean, I think every year we're like, yeah, they're going to figure it out. Nobody's going to call.
I think that's
you know,
too.
It's just
I think
like,
that
it's
too.
Just,
they're going to hear from the Lord.
They're going to hear from the Lord.
We botched it up.
Y'all are making me laugh too hard. Yeah, that's exactly. I mean, I think that all the time too of like, when the Lord takes his grace off of this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do whatever. I'll do whatever, but
that's right.
I'm grateful. Hey friends, just interrupting this conversation one more time to share about one of our new amazing partners, Fast Growing Trees. Listen, while I don't necessarily have the best track record when it comes to keeping plants alive, I love for my house and my porch and our office to be full of thriving green plant life. But how I'm going to know what to plant, like what will do well in this climate and with this amount of sunlight, I don't know. If you're like me and want your home or your yard full of life, but you feel a little lost, fastgrowingtrees.com has got us covered like leaves, you guys. Fastgrowingtrees.com's plant experts curate thousands of easy-to-grow plant, shrub, and tree varieties for your unique climate. From Meyer lemons to evergreens and everything in between. Okay, we're aware of all the benefits, right? The beauty, the cleaner air, but it's hard to know what plants will do best in our context. No problem, because with fastgrowingtrees.com, you get customized recommendations based on your specific needs. Plus, their plant experts are always available to help keep your plants growing healthy through the season and beyond. No more waiting in long lines and hauling heavy plants around. With fastgrowingtrees.com, you order online and your plants arrive at your door in just a few days. I am crazy about Fast Growing Trees because we found a fiddle leaf fig tree and a ficus plant for our offices at a great price, and they've got your perfect plant match too. And with Fast Growing Trees 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, you know everything will look great fresh out of the box. Join over 1.5 million happy Fast Growing Tree customers just like us. Go to fastgrowingtrees.com/thatsoundsfun right now to get 15% off your entire order. Again, get 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com/thatsoundsfun. And remember, all the links are in the show notes below. Y'all, I love when my Thrive Market box shows up at my door because it means some of my favorite snacks and cleaning supplies have arrived. And I didn't even have to leave my house. Thrive Market has these protein shakes that I like. I'm addicted to. Plus, I'm on a bit of a gluten-free journey, as you know, so they have a ton of gluten-free snacks that I love, like all the Simple Mills crackers and Siete chips. I save money on every order. There is a deals page that I always check out almost daily. It's embarrassing. And I typically save about 30% on every order. Here's the other thing I love. Thrive Market only allows trusted top-quality ingredients while restricting 1,000-plus harmful ingredients like artificial flavors, high-fructose corn syrup, and more. So whether you're looking for organic kits snacks or low sugar alternatives or high protein essentials. You can curate your own shopping experience with a few clicks and trust that you're getting quality products so you can shop worry-free. Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/thatsoundsfun for 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/thatsoundsfun. thrivemarket.com/thatsoundsfun. And now back to Shane and Shane. That sounds fun. Okay, so as people get the album today, what's your hope?
Oh, man.
I mean, I don't mean to be redundant.
Yeah.
But just that the word of Christ would dwell richly.
Yeah.
As in cars and kitchens and cubicles and
yeah.
That you just find yourself in love with a person. Like your life would, through this record, your life would be more about a person. Your purpose would be more about a person than stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That you would see him for who he is, and that would be a part of the way that you mother your kids and father your kids and go across the street to your neighbors and all the things that God accomplishes through his precious word and through his precious spirit and through music, which is all, and you combine all those things and it's just, you know, it's a place that God can really work in lives. And so that's our hope. It really does get us out of bed in the morning when we hear that, when you just read from Jen of like, man, if there's a moment you're driving your kids to school and the Lord satisfies 14-year-old hearts with his love in a way that they walk into a schoolroom and they don't need to be cool anymore because they realize that they are heirs of God, a 14-year-old heir of God, co-heir with Christ, and all the goodness that we have, which is infinite. So it's a large hope that only he can do, but he does it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it feels like that's what we get to hope, is that 14-year-old, when it says meditate on God's word day and night, that they can, that 14-year-old's just got unto him circling in his head when he's at school. And that's, I don't think people realize that whatever song you're singing all day long, you're meditating on. So that's there's a lot of stuff out there that we meditate on all day long that isn't actually drawing us closer to God.
That's right.
But
feeding the heart truth, you know, it's just like informing the heart.
Yeah.
Instead of, you know, being informed by the world. And so you inform your heart with the truth of God.
Yes.
Because, man, I mean, if you're in him, man, you're the feet that bring the good news.
Yes. That's right.
It's not just Annie F. Downs on That Sounds Fun podcast. It's whoever's listening.
Yes.
You're the ambassador.
That's exactly right.
Feed your heart, man. Give it the truth. Be with the Lord. Go off. Be with the Lord. Sing to the Lord. Read the word. Because, man, he has given you, whoever you are, whoever's listening, he has given you the hope that is the hope of the world, and that's Jesus. Mm-hmm. Share it. Talk about it. Be for that, you know?
Yeah. Will you finish that for a second? Because what about our friends who are listening that don't know the hope? How do they sort that out?
Oh, man. Ask him.
Yeah.
Ask him to reveal, you know? And it's just like, I tell the story a lot about Psalm 23, about being professional wanters, you know? It's just like, that's what we all are. It's just like, and you know, and as a kid, you know, we Shane and I have of a women's ministry. He has four daughters.
Yeah.
I have three, you know? And it's just like, we don't teach these kids how to be professional wanters. They just are, you know, ruthless in their wanting. But hey, you know, the truth is, like, if you know the shepherd, you know, then that part of your heart that is wanting the things that he's created, it's only going to be satisfied. Your heart is only going to be satisfied but the one who created that heart. It's just like, that is the truth. And it's just like, find that peace in Jesus and call out to him. Ask him to fill those places that don't believe. You know, that's what we pray. That's what I pray.
Me too.
That's what I pray with my kids.
Yeah.
You know, Lord, it's just like, help my unbelief, you know, because we're not, I mean, I don't care if you've known the Lord for 50 years or you don't know the Lord yet. It's just like, we need the Spirit of God to inform us that he is enough, you know?
And there's, you know, the older I get and the longer I live as a follower of Jesus, the more I just go, this is just, I can't fathom any other way, like personally,
yeah,
to exist. Like I remember I didn't grow up as a Christian, in a Christian home. And I remember the first time I heard that God sent his son, like God's love was displayed in sending his son for my sin. Mm. And that because of his sacrifice on the cross, all of my sin, past, present, and future, is forgiven, that I could be made right. Because a lot of my life was about just trying to be good and trying to I knew a little bit about religion, trying to do things, to climb ladders, to be right with God, and that the fact that I could be right with God and that I could live with him in heaven forever just by receiving a free gift, yeah, and that I could know him and walk with him. Like, I just, I'm like, there's no other way. I know myself. I know my heart.
Yeah.
Like, unless there's something, unless there's a savior, that's the thing that Jesus is so different than any other, like, God that we know about, is that, first of all, there's a grave site and he's not there.
Yeah.
That he's alive, that he rose from a grave, that he walked on the earth for 40 days, that hundreds of people at a time saw him, and that he is a savior. So, like, I don't save myself, because if it were up to me to be good enough, man, I'm just going to fail every time. Right. And so there's just no other way. So if you're listening and you're like, man, I'm messed up and I just need to be forgiven and saved, then you can just receive the free gift of God's love, like in your car, yeah, or kitchen or cubicle, and you can know God and be made right in the sight of God. It's just wild. Those, the history would call the great exchange of, like, he gets all of my junk and I get eternal life. What? Yeah. This is crazy. And I saw that, like, as my dad came to Christ at age 65. I mean, just like a
wild
John Wayne, rough, tough guy who doesn't need really anything.
Yeah.
How, like, he's just like, he saw his need for a savior. And so if you need a savior, you're the right person right now. So if you're like, that's what I need. I need to be saved. Then you're the perfect candidate today for Jesus, because he's not looking for polished people. He's not looking for people who are awesome. He's looking for people who need a savior. And that's it.
Yeah.
That's it. All he needs is our need.
Yeah.
So come. Today's the perfect day
to
come to him.
That's right. That's beautiful. Yeah. Well done, gents. Okay, so not only is the album available today, but there's a live stream from last night that people can go watch as well, right?
On YouTube. Yeah, you can watch the whole thing.
I mean, you can see it. Yeah.
In full color.
Yeah.
Hey.
Brilliant.
This isn't in black and white. This is in color.
This is 2023.
This is 2023 in full HD.
Yeah, that's right.
You can
right.
go to YouTube and you can say, hey, Shane and Shane, Psalms, Hymns, and Spiritual Songs Live.
Yeah.
Can you watch this?
Yeah.
Yes. Can you listen to it?
We'll share the link too.
All kinds of ways to take it in.
Because for any of us, no matter where you are with the Lord today, the brand new, which I'm believing that there are people who are brand new right now with that, and those who've been with the Lord for 50 years, sitting and watching this is like a weekend Sabbath move. I'm always looking for stuff like that like can take up an hour and a half of my Sabbath of like where I'm all in.
Yeah.
And so what a great resource. That's really kind of y'all to make that available for people just on YouTube, just free.
It's free.
It's very nice.
It's free.
Very nice people, both of you. okay, you know the last question we always ask. You've
Come
done this
on.
Before.
Let's go.
We'll start with you, E. Because the show is called That Sounds Fun, tell me what sounds fun to you.
Oh, what sounds fun? I just want to go feed some deer.
Oh, do you? Is it time? Is it time
Saturday.
To hunt them or time to grow them?
Oh, it's time to grow them.
Okay.
Yeah, we're in a growing season.
Okay, great.
You know what I mean? Sometimes you got to, it's like putting fertilizer on your roses.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got to make them beautiful.
Yeah, that's right.
And then you can cut them off.
Oh, my God. He's speaking truth right now in his life.
And so you just go feed them this weekend?
Saturday, yeah. Okay. I'll be at the ranch, you know?
Okay.
I raise red deer. Do you even know what a red deer is?
No.
It's a stag. Okay. I'll show you a picture.
Yeah.
I'll show you a picture when we're done.
Yeah.
But yeah, I raise red deer and I feed them.
Okay.
And make them big and strong.
Yeah. And so then they feed your family.
They can. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
Red deer. Well done. It's
circle
of life.
It's so fun.
Well done.
It's so fun.
So will you? Do you already have all the feed, or will you like? It's Saturday. Like I'm going to the
feed store,
and then I'm going.
I'm almost out of feed, so I have to go.
I love a feed store.
Hook a trailer up, and I got to go put some feed on it.
Oh, great.
You know, great. And then I'll get some hay.
Oh, what a weekend you got ahead of you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Put my gloves on.
Oh, man. Yeah, just kidding. I mean, you know, our buddy Matt Chandler says, if you work with your mind, Sabbath with your hands.
Sabbath with your hands.
That's what he says.
And so, well, that's it. That's what I do.
Yeah.
I do it. I love it.
Well done.
I love it. What sounds fun to you, Shane?
Yeah.
You know what sounds fun to me is taking my four girls, walking up a mountain.
Okay.
With a tent. Pitching a tent.
Uh-huh. Did Bethany go too, or just the girls?
No, she wouldn't go.
Okay. You're like, Annie, she doesn't.
That is, does not sound fun to Bethany.
Yeah, she would not go.
Yeah. But the girls are
And in. Just taking in all of the amazing drama that would happen as the sun went down.
Uh-huh.
Of all, because we've done lots of stories.
Yeah.
And I want to catch something and kill something and cook it.
Uh-huh.
And I would.
Yeah.
And eat it.
Yeah.
And just watch all of their little imaginations.
Yes.
And I mean, there'd probably be lots of crying. It'd be amazing.
Yeah.
And then spend the night and not get any sleep and then walk back.
That's it. Not get any sleep.
No sleep.
The one time my dad took me and my sister camping, we both threw up in the tent in the middle of the night.
So, ooh.
Yeah.
Why did you throw up?
I think we went hard on the marshmallows. I think it was s'mores without limits.
Oh, no limits.
Yeah. But luckily we were in the backyard. So that was everybody inside. This is not us. Not
did
us.
He clean the tent or did he throw it away?
I can't recall. I'll ask him before this comes out. So
you know what I mean?
Answer.
Yeah.
I'll ask him. Y'all, thanks for doing this.
It was
what a gift.
Love seeing y'all.
So fun.
Thanks.
So
good.
Fun.
I'm so glad. I can't wait for people to get to hear the album today. It is really good.
Thank you.
What a gift. Thank you, guys. Oh, y'all, don't you love them? I just think they're the best. Hey, listen, be sure you're streaming Psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs live wherever you're listening to music. Listen this weekend. Follow the Shanes on social media so you can tell them thanks so much for being on the show. And listen, if you made a decision today to follow Christ with your life, let us know. We would love to send you in the direction of some really important resources that will help you continue to grow in that. You can email us, tellmemore@anniefdowns.com, and we would love to send you in the right direction of some more resources. If you need anything else from me, you know I'm embarrassingly easy to find. Annie F. Downs on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all the places you may need me. That's how you can find me. And I think that's it for me today, friends. Go out or stay home and do something that sounds fun to you. And I will do the same. Today, what sounds fun to me is going to Radnor Lake. The spring is springing around here in Nashville, and I want to see Radnor Lake. So I think that's on my weekend plans. Y'all have a great weekend. We'll see you back here Monday with one of your favorites and one of my favorites, Andy Colbert. Oh, I love her. Okay, we'll see y'all Monday.